Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What it do? This is Lala Honey, and we just finished our interview with Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of scared because I didn't know what the hell to expect, but I felt comfortable for some reason. I don't know if it was Jason or my best friend Lala. It was crazy.
Two shots that you saw. Honey, the interview was live, raw, and uncut like an uncircumcised penis. And I swear that y'all don't want to miss any part of it, honey, because every single part was juicy. Look, here he go. He got to go tell the whole world. He's so excited that this is his first interview. Let me go. Hold on. He all excited. He's telling the whole world, this is Quay's first interview ever. And reporting live with Melissa for the girls. And the children. I've officially been given the keys to the show. Thank you.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, aka the Curve Queen.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Giovanni.
Hold on. Okay, this is the first time.
What it do? This your girl.
No. We do the intros.
It always felt right.
She would be on the radio.
It felt so right. I'm sorry.
So let me just tell you, we've had a lot of guests in here. We've never had two guests at one time. So we've never had five mics. This is five mics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this is like the time.
Look, first time for everything, huh?
Like the time I had them twins and a couple friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, a lot of things hanging in our faces up here. So listen.
Oh, my God.
Cancel.
We have friends in the room. Now, this is Quay and Lala.
Wait, correction. You said friends. Best friends.
You got
in the
yeah,
room.
No, okay.
No, we're talking about friends of the show.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. If we best friends now, let me get some of these millions of followers y'all got.
Never mind, acquaintances.
Lala and Quay. Okay, so I call you Lala, I call you Quay, but everybody on the thing is going to say TT. When does TT show up? And Lala, is it Lala Scissor Hands?
Lala Scissor Hands.
Okay, so let's start with.
Always smiling, I love it.
Yeah. Let me just first start by saying that every time I see you guys, it's always positive, always good energy, always love.
Mm. Thank you.
So are you guys just genuinely nice people or are y'all shady bitches behind everybody's back?
No. We're really nice, especially her.
They're from the South.
So you're from Houston.
I'm from Houston. Actually, I'm from Dallas. A lot of people don't know that. I'm from Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. I moved to Houston in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because every time I meet somebody online from Texas, I automatically say, you from Houston. Why do people do that?
A lot of people sleep on Dallas. It's cool though. It's all right. Cool. I don't really talk about Dallas anyways. I love Dallas. Don't get me wrong. But Houston is
correct.
We probably talk about Houston a lot because that's where Beyonce came from.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of
lemonade.
Gio just moved the mic for
if
everybody.
If you move that mic again, I'm going to throw something at your ass. You know, because the way Gio. You keep holding the mic, you doing this.
It's like he's cupping balls.
And you reminded me of a Dominican that I
Gio,
once
Gio, do we need to talk?
We'll talk over hookah later.
No, we'll talk over hookah later.
No,
but I'm just saying. Gio, I am Mio, papi.
I was going to say, America's team is in Dallas, right? The Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Beyonce's from there. I have a brother-in-law that I've been wanting to sleep with for a long time.
What?
Yeah, but he's married. His sister was married to my brother. So, or not, they was engaged.
Something happened. Right.
Anyway.
I almost married a dude from Houston.
Show's going left. Lala, where are you from? For those that don't know.
I'm from Pittsburgh, PA, all day. Home of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let's
you
go.
Know, by way of freaking Charlotte, but I moved to LA from Atlanta, so
ooh.
I'm all over.
So she's not from the South. She came here from the South.
She got a South.
So your hometown is not Charleston, South Carolina?
No.
Kelvin.
Our fact checker got that shit
right.
I was born in Charleston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you know
Naval
who,
Hospital. My mom was military.
You know who else is from Charleston?
Who?
Charlemagne.
Okay,
oh,
Charlemagne
really?
God.
Yeah,
that man is lit.
Yeah.
He's on.
Well, technically Monk's Corner. Does that ring a bell?
No.
It's a small little town.
Not at all.
Right outside of Charleston. Okay, well, that's my geography lesson for y'all.
Melissa, stay off Ancestry.com. Stop. I don't know what type of bone you just tried to dig up.
She does the real estate thing, so she got to know everywhere, right?
Yeah. No. Well, no, I read his book.
Okay.
So for all of the people that don't know, Melissa's the smart one on the group. I ain't got
time.
Brains and beauty. What's
she's
good?
Swapping facts.
I'm too busy reading boarding passes. So
taking flights, busy and booked.
So you two have just like shot out of nowhere. This was when the whole social influence craze happened. I don't even know. I'm a late bloomer. I didn't know how to really get into
that. We're old.
No, I'm not on that. So, what did you do before? Let's go back before.
Ooh, I loved it.
Before the world knew you as who you are now. What did you do? Like, what was your job?
So, a lot of people don't know this, but I have a big fashion background. I worked at before I moved to LA. I was working at Christian Louboutin.
Really?
That's why I have so many people.
Still
have
that money.
Boy, no, he ain't get a discount. He got money.
And they gave them said it the
a
right
certain
way.
Amount.
Not, what is it? Okay. Christian Louboutin.
I was a top seller and top customer. What's good?
Exactly. Ooh, my friend got a
shoes
check.
He got on right now.
So yeah, I have a big fashion background. I worked at Saks Fifth Avenue. I worked at the Webster, Rihanna's favorite store.
Wait a minute, you're friends with Cardi B. So if you worked at Louboutin, Christian need to go on
the
slide a check.
The crazy thing is, the first time I ever met Cardi B was in Christian Louboutin. We had a booking together, and she came in to buy some shoes, and I was like, you know, we booked tonight together. And she was like, yeah.
I love her.
Let's turn up tonight.
Yeah.
Cardi's been here. So your background, so before you became a infamous celebrity online, you were working in fashion.
I was working in fashion.
Still.
Yeah.
And so what about you? What did you do? I could see you as a sex phone operator.
Ooh. I was going to say, I'm not going to say it, because they're going to jump down my neck if I say it.
Don't bite your tongue. I'm curious.
I was going to say, I get more like a waitress or server.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But where,
he's such a misogynist.
Are you getting like Golden Corral vibes?
Like
or you getting
KFC?
Like,
okay, I'm going to stop.
They got waitresses at KFC.
They try my best friend.
Like a fried
I
chicken
told
anyway.
Y'all, don't let nobody try my
That's
best
okay.
friend.
That's okay.
I love it. What I love about God is that he allows me to see through your bullshit.
See?
We just had Quad on the show from Mary.
Oh,
that's
God.
Gio has a thing when it comes to black women of always wanting them to have jobs and being help.
That's
you need to stop.
Oh, the help?
Yeah. He said that she could look like
you
she
are
look
kind.
Like,
you
I
are
used to
smart.
Be a waiter.
You is important.
He's important.
He told Quad, because Quad said she could cook, and Gio said, you look like you could clean the fuck out of house.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? That's a compliment.
Thank you!
How?
That's what I meant by it. Continue on, Lala.
Are you single?
Tell us, yeah, I am now, yes.
It makes sense.
So before InstaFame, what did you do?
I was working at Allstate.
Oh,
really?
I was working all over the place. I had all kinds of jobs. I was a waitress before.
Chick-fil-A.
I worked at Allstate. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, hence Lala Scissor Hands. I did a little bit of everything
Wait,
to pay
so
the bills.
So the name came from being a cosmetologist.
Lala I am currently hair. Licensed.
I'm actually proud of you. I'm glad you cleared that up, because a lot of people want to know where Lala
Scissorhands
come from.
I was a beast with that cutting and coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all want to know where my baby hairs came from?
What do you mean?
The TT baby hairs came
I
from?
I be laying.
Oh, you be cutting the bangs into the wind.
She be doing my hair.
Baby.
TT's hair, yeah.
Okay, so how did you guys meet then? You guys didn't meet in... You were
through
from
social
here?
Media.
Yeah.
Literally and then, through social media.
But then how did you meet and then become like...
Besties
and roommates and
here.
All
I'll
that.
Let you tell the story, friend.
We ended up meeting up in LA, and we was with our different groups of people. And once we linked up, we didn't want to be with our people no more.
I was like, I like you. And she was like, I like you too.
Yeah.
We freaking like hopped on our hoverboards. And we was like,
we was
okay,
on hoverboards
cool.
riding down the street.
So, Lala, you do TT's hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you develop this kid? Because you have many characters. There's something I just saw online the other day. I was going to post on Hollywood Unlocked, but we always do so much crazy shit that I be getting phone calls about.
Yeah.
You were a Pop-Tart, but you had a lot of, it looked like cum on you.
No, I was a toaster strudel, and that was actually icing.
PG-13.
But what did the caption say?
When he goes to grab the towel and leave you sitting there waiting.
A lot of frosting on that toaster strudel, friend.
So is there like, okay, because I've always been... I don't know. It's always been an amazing thing to see how people have created online characters. So like Pat D. Lucky has his thing. You got your thing. Mm-hmm. You got TT. Yeah. So like, what is the process of actually saying to yourself, I'm done working at Allstate. I'm done working with Christopher Louboutin. I'm actually going to just create my own online world and then just go.
The world was getting created while I was at work. Yeah. If you go back to my earlier videos, I was always at work filming. I went viral with a video from work, Trap Queen. Mm-hmm. Well, Rat Queen. But anyways, my boss, he hired somebody new. I was like, I can't stand how I left, but I planned on coming back the next day. He told me to turn in my keys.
Really?
And I was like, what the hell am I going to do? I went home and got a promo for $1,000. I said, never mind, I'm good.
And so then, because you guys online that have the following, we're at 800 and, what we got, 805,000 now, 806,000?
But that's popping.
No, I know. I can feel it starting to
pop. Especially when the engagement is popping.
And we're getting,
we wouldn't be here. Y'all popping.
Because there's some people with 30,000 followers with like 2 million views.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's the engagement, so that's great.
No, Gio, you know.
Our engagement's like 90 million a week or something crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Okay, you had to throw out that figure.
No, because you said something.
If it ain't numeric, it ain't authentic.
He said something like 2 million, and my spirit was like, nah, nigga, you going to get us the other 80.
Man, that's popping.
So how do you turn, because this is for those of us, you know, everybody has a platform where you have 5 or 5 million followers. How do you turn it into money where you're just getting just paid ridiculous money?
I know what some of these people get paid. It's crazy.
Go ahead.
I mean, honestly, for me, it's all about branding yourself, right? So with my character, obviously, I have a character by the name of TT. I wear weaves, obviously. I wear wigs. So I have companies reaching out for not only to wear their wigs, but they're reaching out to me to wear, like, freaking put shampoo in my hair that's named, that's branded by them, and I wear it, and they pay me X amount of money.
Let's be clear.
To promo it. Yeah. I mean, so it's all about branding yourself. Yeah. Whatever you pretty much go after. Mm-hmm. Mind you, she has 1.5 million, and she's obviously she's a slim girl, so you know, people reach out to her to freaking promote, I don't know,
all kinds of stuff.
Have you ever promoted flat tummy tea?
Yes,
I have too.
Really?
They pay pretty good too.
They pay really.
Yeah, they do. That flat tummy tea. But you know what? I'm gonna be honest with y'all. That flat tummy tea protein shake,
it works.
It's good.
What's good?
It's good. Like, I don't drink the flat tummy tea because I don't need it, but they have protein shakes.
I went from a flabby pack to a 2-pack, at least a 2-pack. I know it ain't a 6-pack, but at least a 2-pack.
Well, I got a keg. It's still a party over here. So what is the most money you've ever been paid for a post?
Well, I recently just got.
Don't do it.
I can't say.
Don't say the brand name, but you can say the amount.
$40,000 recently, last week.
For one post.
Yeah.
Insanity. See, like, for me, I would buy so many Dominican boys, it would be outrageous. My
congratulations
post
on that, by the way, bro. Yeah, Rainy's covered for the next year.
I don't know why she's trying to act all humble. She got paid $30,000 for the same thing.
We're not here to talk about that, guys.
Oh, yes, okay? We are.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Shout out to the IRS.
Accountant!
So is there like a creative process where you sit down and say, okay, we're going to do, like, do you script out? Because I'm getting ready to come out. I'm going to just tell you, and y'all both are in it.
Yeah.
I just sat down with a writer and my team, and we wrote out 8 episodes of a scripted, non-scripted online. Curb Your Enthusiasm meets Punk'd. Yeah. But it's scripted. Fucking funny. But it has celebrities and influencers, because what we want to do is bridge the gap. Because there's celebrities and then there's influencers. But together, it's like there's a whole other world that I think isn't created.
Now, keep in mind, he just said he got paid $40,000. So what's your budget?
Wait, so that's what I was about to ask you.
I'll work with Jason. This was going to be my question.
$5 off.
This is going to be my question. When you guys collaborate with each other, or when you collaborate with, say, Pat D. Lucky or...
Oh, no, it's all free.
Or King Batch. What is that process like? Do you all pay each other to do it, or do you just collaborate as a community?
We collaborate as each other, because if your audience matches mine and we can potentially gain from one another, it's a benefit to both of us, and that's the form of payment.
I'm actually glad you brought that up. A really good point. I was watching an interview with Issa Rae recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your girl. Issa Rae is obsessed with Lala, just so y'all know.
Hey, Issa.
But I watched an interview with Issa Rae recently, and what she said is a lot of people, a lot of content creators, a lot of influencers, a lot of people in this industry that we are in tend to go upward with collabing, right? Mm-hmm. But really, mm-hmm. it's supposed to be a cross. Mm-hmm. The people that are struggling with you, the people that are in the trenches with you, the people that are after the same goals and dreams that you are. That's why I love Lala so much, because literally, although I have 3 million followers, she has 1.5. The people that know me, they know her. It's no way you don't know me. That you know me and you don't know my best
and
friend.
And vice
Lala.
Versa, of course.
And so we pick each other up, and I help her out, and she helped me out with a lot of things. So
ain't that the truth?
I don't reach out to Tyler Perry. I have tons of celebrities' phone numbers in my phones. I can reach out to Regina Hall easily, Sanaa Lathan easily, but my best friend right here that is as hungry as I am, mm-hmm. same level as I am, we pick each other up mm-hmm. and we go after whatever it is that we want to go after. So that's what I appreciate so much about her. We're the same level.
Okay. He did that. No, come on, Gio.
So, he did it.
Come on.
Okay, so, say somebody like Gio who has like 30,000 followers.
Actually,
okay.
I have 45.
Oh, sorry.
Point.
Sorry.
46.1.
Awesome.
But
don't let me take your 16,000 followers away.
Wait. Humbly speaking, I'm one of the OGs. I started out Vine with me, Batch, Daystorm. I stopped by choice.
See, now you sound like
Now I should have been like 8, 9 million.
Let me tell you something. I love when people call out stats. I love that shit.
Now you sound like
Because
Bobby Love was what blew me up with 37.3 million Luke Vines.
Let's go.
I was watching him on Vine.
Really?
I was watching him.
I never did the Vine thing.
Who were the people that you guys were watching that
I had a question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's go back to a question. Okay, so for a person that has 30,000, 46,000 followers, if they want to collaborate with you, how do they collaborate? So, like, there's maybe be no value to somebody that has 3 million followers, 1.5
But that's
million.
What I was just telling you. Across. It's not about going upward. It's about going across.
Got you.
From the people that are on the same level. A lot of people say, dang, Titi got all these fine niggas in her video.
And they're nobody.
Those people
quote-unquote.
Are literally, they don't have a lot of followers. They don't have 2, 3, 4 million followers. I like to help them out because, A, they like to... They are a singer, or A, they B, or they like to freaking,
the painter dude.
They're an artist. John Moody, for instance. Yeah. My friend John Moody did a video with me. Before he did a video with me, he had 30,000 followers. He's a great artist.
He's amazing.
Bomb
After
artist.
We released our video, name? Boom, he shot up 150,000 followers. Mm-hmm. So now he has exposure. I like giving people exposure.
Got mm-hmm. it.
It's okay. not just about...
Okay, well, before you guys, you know, you became 3 million, you became 1.5, who were you guys watching and to where you understood that this could be a viable source of income? Like,
who was you watching from?
Yeah.
I was watching 2 Real McDuffie, which is, he's from New Orleans. That man was hilarious as hell. Mm-hmm. Versatile and Style.
I was just about to say, before I started anything, I was watching Versatile and Style. The reason why I am who I am today is because of Versatile and Style.
Shout out to that boy.
Yeah. Me and my sister used to watch his videos all night. And I looked at his videos and I was like, dang, I can do that.
And are you shooting all this from your phone or from a camera?
Yeah, what's the production like on your whole scene now?
Nowadays, it's...
You got a team?
Yeah, videographers and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. The phone era is almost out.
Well, because I'm watching Tarzan. Now only because he's fine as hell.
Oh, no,
which
Tarzan is lit. Shout out to my boy.
Tarzan?
The real, he was at my birthday.
Tarzan, no, right? Tarzan is lit. No. I love Tarzan.
Tarzan.
The real Tarzan.
Light skin dreads.
From New Orleans.
See, they're talking about two different Tarzans. They're talking about two different Tarzans.
I'm talking about the Tarzan
with the dreads?
From New Orleans with the dreads.
Yeah. Okay. Tarzan. Okay, Tarzan.
Yeah, boy. Tarzan, fine as hell.
Hey, Tarzan, what it do?
Hey.
Yeah, that's my New Orleans friend. I love everything New Orleans.
You know what? I love Supa.
That's my
girl.
Shout out to Anglola on my face right now. You see this highlight.
Yeah. It's so crazy because every influencer that you guys may know, we're like a big Instagram
all in
family.
A big game.
Okay,
all
well, listen, I'm entering into that realm. I finally have conquered the fear.
Let's go.
I can't wait to see you in an Instagram video.
Why? First of all, we're going to do good cop versus a gay cop.
Wow. I'm going to be honest with you.
Use Jason.
No, listen, I'm very resourceful. I have my own team. We got people. We know people.
Right.
I'm totally in my universe right now. I got like 910,000 followers in my universe. I ain't at 3 million yet, but I'm on my way.
Look, boy.
Hey, we're in a competition.
You shy of a million.
Just met
me. It's about engagement.
Right. Yeah.
The numbers don't matter. There'll be people with 5 million followers and getting 30 comments. You really, that don't count to us.
Shout out to it's Hollywood Unlocked. Y'all engagement is
y'all
crazy.
Y'all engagement is insane.
Crazy.
More I be on there adding my 2 cents every little now and again. You know what I'm saying?
You know who, like, the definition of engagement is King Batch. Like Kate his Banks engagement and Lele Pons. Like
Logan Paul too.
They could put up a picture of this. 30,000 comments. Like, that's crazy. Yeah.
But what keeps you guys humble? Because Jake is getting kicked out of his neighborhood. The people don't want Jake around. He's losing his girlfriend. Rice Gum is trying to kick his... I'm learning these fucking people.
Here come
now.
The shade. I'm not in this.
So, no, I'm asking... I ain't confident. Do you think that
I'm
that,
here for no, it.
But do you think that that's white privilege? Like, you know, you think you can get away with it so you can behave any type of way you want. Whereas... we all may come from humble beginnings, and we fighting for the future that we want. So we're going to be humble in it.
That don't mean anything, because I know there's people who's black who get out of hand cocky, and it ain't even necessary.
Like who?
I can't think of any.
I'm not in this. So nervous. Remain positive.
No, I can't. I'm dead serious. I can't think of any right now. But as soon as I leave, I know I'll think of a couple.
We'll text you.
Yeah,
no, our group chat.
I'm looking
forward to you in it too, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited. But it just depends on the individual. There's some people who remain calm and humble and realize that your page can get deleted tomorrow.
Right.
Mm. Ooh, and then what you going
to
do?
So our page got deleted when I was on my way to London the last trip. And before I landed, we had Facebook put it back up. But we got a shield on our account. You can't even take our account down. Y'all know, let's talk. We were saying some services.
You
here.
See what I'm saying? Dang. That's why we're going to need that gay cop in our next skit. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this. So
it's all about connections.
Who do you guys get surprised at following? Like, just the other day, I found out that Samuel Jackson was following us. Like,
Samuel L. Jackson followed you guys?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh my God.
Because I was in Ireland and I was seeing him commenting on the thing. I'm like,
you motherfuckers is good over there. Wow.
So when it's I started so seeing different people, who was like the celebrity that wowed you, that followed you?
Still to this day, Rihanna, and I would say Dwayne Wade. He's like the neck of basketball. I know LeBron is popping. I know, friend.
The king!
Dwayne Wade, like the fact that he's into my content is like, whoa. Like,
now, is okay, Rihanna cool. commenting as well?
I can DM Rihanna right now. She'll come in back. She shows so much love. Win. She likes a video every other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And we recently got called that Rihanna wants to meet us. She loves the show.
Yeah.
And I was just having dinner with Winnie Harlow in London.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the Met because she just got invited to the Met. And she said, if me, you, and Rihanna were at the same table at the Met, it would be reckless. But I don't think they would ever let me in the Met because I'm the nigga going to every single table. Follow me.
What about you? Who's favorite? Who's following you that you surprised by?
Issa Rae. When I saw that Issa Rae was following me and she had commented under my stuff, I was like,
"Wow,
what?"
You know, season 3 coming up.
Look, I know. In March. So I was extremely hype about that, and also I can't even think of her name. It slipped my mind. But the one who's in that new show with the nails.
Claus Karrueche?
Niecy.
Yeah.
I used to be watching her as a young child. Yeah. So the fact that she an OG in the game and she followed me and she like, okay, beautiful and stuff. I'm like, Niecy! Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Candy I'm literally obsessed with my best friend.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl.
Candy loves Candy from Escape. Yeah,
we all love Candy.
We all know Candy.
Candy is that girl. She got a nasty check.
Listen, I don't remember when Trey Songz started following us, but he posted a picture in his red underwear the other day, and I didn't want to comment because I don't want him to unfollow me.
Yeah.
But I went to my personal account, I posted my Hollywood Unlocked. Let me tell you the strategy. I posted my Hollywood Unlocked, Smash or Pass, then went to my personal account, went back
and
on
commented.
Hollywood.
No,
but you ain't supposed to let them know that you posted, friend.
You ain't supposed to let them know that you posted.
I see you do that all the time, Jason. You always in Hollywood Unlocked comments, and I'd be like, nigga, did you just post this? I be dying.
Actually, I'll be honest. I say I didn't post it. My team posted it.
Cool. Your team.
Yeah. My team.
What about you, Melissa? You got anybody that you shot?
I mean, come on now. Who don't follow Melissa?
Skip that. Who be in your DMs?
Lil Uzi.
The interview on you now. Who be in your DMs?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to play cum, but I'm at the table with Melissa Ford. That's so popping right now. That's so cool.
The mixing of the century. Open up the history book. They gonna mention me. Echo. Yay. Yay.
I am so shy right now. My DMs are interesting. Okay.
James Harden.
Oh, cool. I know James.
Uzi Vert.
He was in your DMs?
Yes.
Lil Man.
Trying to get the pussy.
Swaggy P.
Girl.
I'm texting Swaggy.
Stay away
right
from Swaggy.
Wait, who is
girl?
Swaggy P?
No, don't do the Swaggy. I like Swaggy. Nick Young. He's good people.
That's Nick Young.
Did he just have a baby and stuff like that?
Yes, he did have a baby.
That's what I'm saying, girl. Yeah. Mm-mm. Girl. Ask him to buy a house.
Hold on, Gio. I know your DMs ain't dry. Who are your DMs?
nobody famous.
Who DMs do you be in? That's the question.
Nobody. I'm trying to get in my girl's DMs.
Who?
My ex.
We not doing that.
So stop, motherfucker.
Oh my God. It's close to Valentine's Day. He trying to be.
Listen.
And that came
out. I know you didn't see her orange and cherry red.
No, it was not.
Well, next time, give her a good compliment and not a backwards one.
For everybody trying to listen to us on the radio, Gio is single. We're not going to have a depressing show today.
We're not.
Shout out to
y'all. Just so y'all ladies know, his eyes are really green in person. Mm-hmm. His skin is flawless.
No. He posts these thirst traps all the time with the eyes like that.
I'm your PR. Hire me. I'm on payroll.
So recently, I was parlaying at my house, and I got a message, an alert. It was like a 911. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck happened? I'm fumbling for my phones, and it's somebody alerted me that Gio was on live with no shirt on. So I went and I screenshot it and I just put it in the group chat with all of the whole team. I put in the and I just walked away from the phone. I didn't have to say nothing because I don't know what the fuck Gio was. He had a little blue light on. You know the kind
not
of,
the blue light you, special. You know the
I got light, a nice no, ass listen, sexy vibe you know, in my apartment.
You know the
he
light
had the Party
you,
City lights going too.
No, you know the light when you're trying to find where all the cum sprayed at.
Oh, yeah,
with the blue light,
with the luminol.
Where you're looking for the
cum. And you look for the little stains. Oh my God! Mm-hmm.
Listen, mm-hmm. now boy, I will say I'm not as in shape as I used to be, but I'm shooting this TV show.
Let's go.
And I have to be a little bit thicker. But allegedly. This day I was really drunk, depressed over my girl, so I got on Instagram saying "fuck bitches, fuck
did
relationships."
You have, did you happen yeah, to you see got to
have my shirt off.
He want to be Ruben Sturdy so bad.
Right now?
No, I don't. Which video? No. The shirt off? No, I don't have it.
No, we're not back. No.
But it's okay because I'm still a piece. And
no, listen. Oh. No, listen. I didn't say anything bad about you.
You are a piece.
I love you.
A piece of shit.
This is my favorite interview.
No, I will say that. Definitely, what I got from the video, I got a couple of things because I always try to, you know, Mom, I was a foster kid, so I always have to find the silver lining.
No, we didn't know that.
It's okay. I just want a sympathy. So,
oh my God, I was really about to say, dang, did they stop you and deprive you of food after 8 p.m.?
No, if I wanted that, I would say
that's six followers lost.
If I wanted that emotion, if I wanted that emotion, I would tell you I was molested.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, it's okay. Listen,
okay,
let's move on.
Go ahead.
We'll say that for Oprah.
I wasn't anally penetrated. I was
okay,
just
Jason. Let's go with the. What do you
see? The question. Back to Lala.
Okay, where are we going? We're gonna have to edit that.
No,
this is too much.
Oh, it gets worse.
All right, so now that's what he said.
I'm ready.
All right, so. So what is the most
Mama?
So where do you all want to take this? So now you're part of the whole social phenom where you all are now famous. Do you like being famous?
Hell yeah.
You do?
That's some real shit.
No. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. There's so many perks to it.
I just got a free Chick-fil-A sandwich from going through the drive-thru.
I'm
not going to lie.
We be going through the airport getting free food.
Yeah.
People always want to pass us stuff. People who don't even
you
know
get
us
through TSA
love us.
Really fast.
Oh, ooh, no. Hold
on. Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you right now, the whole thing, I don't like fame, but uh-huh. I like getting through TSA. When they see you and usher you through, that shit feels
they
good.
Do.
As
well. Yes, it does.
And I
TSA
always
price.
Wear an expensive pair of shoes so they know it's me for ooh. Sure. You know? Yeah.
Wait, so are you guys on like this all the time? Because I could not be
your tell.
Yo, all the time.
It seems like. Yeah.
Right now, we y'all need to it's supposed to be show. A big kept secret. I cannot say the name.
No. Don't even speak on it, y'all. Because okay, cool. If they take it away, you're going to be sick. And I'm going to be sick, too.
Let me just be quiet.
Know. Y'all just did a big campaign.
Yeah.
No.
You got a show.
Honey, just know we about y'all gonna see us on the TV. Yay! That's it.
I believe it.
I literally
this
just
is what you came for.
Yes. Go ahead and sing
I was
your
just
friend.
Videotaping this whole movement for my Instagram story, and I'm getting blown up
Melissa,
about you.
Melissa, we
too.
Love you.
I'm getting blown up about you too. Like all my friends are like, oh my God.
You gonna get blown up when James Harden sees this interview too.
Well, that you blew him up. You
no,
blew him
maybe
up.
Maybe James Harden don't get blown up.
I mean, look, hi James. It wasn't me.
Did you miss the joke? She said you was going to suck him off.
What?
I didn't say that.
Yo, I got to say.
I didn't say that.
I'm going to say this because Jason's going over there. I'm going to name my favorite two videos. My first favorite video from you is the Twerk Olympics. And yours would be one of your recent ones when you got in the bed and took your weave out with the George Byrne.
Mind you, you notice I came to the interview with a hat on because I still look like George Jefferson under this hat.
the funniest shit.
Wait, he did what? He took what?
He came over to have Netflix and chill with Bae. I think Moody was at that league.
John
guy, right?
Moody, yeah.
Moody, he's here today, guy, actually. Shout
and
out to
he,
my
he
boy.
Was like, you know, get in the bed. She's like, nah. Get in the bed. He go get comfortable. He gets up. comes back with his weave off. Man. But he has this Mr. Burns ball.
See, a lot of people think that was a mask. That was actually, I really shaved my hair.
They thought it was costume
And
hair.
I think I got alopecia because it still ain't grew back yet.
Wait, you shaved
my head. That's what... You got me effed up. We got each other back.
What sold that video?
Hell
no. What sold that video was your commitment to you being comfortable ball head like that, but John's reaction.
Yeah.
So you
screwed
over.
Yeah, he did. So he was like, John is—he's phenomenal.
John is amazing.
Like he's an artist, but it's like we take people of different roles and stuff and put them into skit roles, and you'd be surprised how well they do. This nigga paints for a living.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, and he turned around and be acting. Me you too. Like light-skinned boys?
Yeah,
I do.
He's just tight. He's super in shape.
He's about to dye his John hair silver, so
John
catch
Moody?
Him before he do.
Oh. What's his Instagram?
Let me see what
you just said, it, boy. What the hell?
Oh, is it just John Moody?
It's J-O-N
They feature a lot of his art in Empire, the show.
They do. He is bomb.
Yo, I love the fact that y'all like my boy. That's what's up.
He's everything.
He'll be at the party tonight if y'all come.
What party?
Offset's birthday.
Oh. I slid in this DM a long time ago. Not on some, it was on some sneaky shit.
It
was on some like respect your craft. You really.
That's always what y'all bottles be doing. Y'all come in there and try to act like y'all supportive. Like I love your work, bro.
No, I really put him on though.
You what? Yeah.
I really put him on, and I'm a trick, so we go shopping and we do all that.
He's gonna be at the party
tonight.
Well, dang, I could be a verse.
I actually got him on that party, so that's
lit. You're going to Offset's party tonight.
Hell yeah, you coming with us? Matter of fact,
I'm there.
Yeah,
child, it's gonna be real cute.
He has a very nice body.
Stay away, Melissa.
This is too much.
John, what it do? She trying to get at you, bro. He was saying that he was in the market for a new home.
Oh, I'm not doing real estate out here.
I wasn't talking about a house.
Oh, okay.
Is a mess. So Amber Rose was on our show.
I went off.
Did you guys watch the show?
No, we didn't catch her episode.
So I went on a whole rant about Amber slut walk. I went in, and she called me. And
you were there,
huh?
No,
but this was before that.
Oh,
so I didn't know Amber personally. I mean, I knew her. We knew each other, but we didn't know each other like we know each other now. And I had a perception of the slut walk. You two hosted the main stage at the slut walk.
Yeah.
So. Now I have a different understanding of the slut walk. Mm-hmm. I get it. She's empowering women. She's becoming the focal point of attacking women. She's give it to me. They'll give it. I get it.
Yeah.
What was your what was your interest in participating in the slut walk? And what did you get from it?
A check.
You know
well,
what?
No.
The interest was because you hear about it every year. It's an annual thing. It's popping. Everybody's there. You know, we always like to be on the scene. You know what I mean?
The crazy thing is, they originally booked me for the event, and they had me with another female.
Say the name. Who was it? I forget.
You trying to be messy.
Sydney Star.
No. Trying to be messy, and I can't do that.
I forget.
They had me. This is originally they had me with another girl, and I actually like the girl. I'm a huge fan of the girl.
What does she do? Is she a singer? Rapper?
She's another Instagrammer.
Comedy.
She's another
social media.
She's
bomb.
She's bomb as hell, actually. I'm a huge fan.
What does she do?
She's not my best friend.
Oh, Jess
Lala.
Hilarious.
Was it Jess Hilarious?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
I love Jess Hilarious, but maybe not. Okay. I mean,
so you don't know who it was that was booked?
I do know who it was, but I like to keep it clean.
Is she light skin, dark skin, fat, skinny?
She's funny.
She's funny as hell, actually.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed, actually.
Oh, the one with the long nails that's always given like the good word. Is it that one?
No. I'm that guy. It's she's not my best friend. Whoever it is, it's not my best friend. So I was like, I don't care. Mind you, it was a huge opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't care. I'm not going. I don't care who you pair me with. I'm not going unless you pair me with my best friend. They scratched that girl and they put my best friend on and we killed it, right?
Does she have any kids? Because you may have just took that Christmas.
I don't know.
He be so.
That's so loyal.
Loyalty.
He be always ready to pull out of something like a nigga who ain't trying to have kids. You know what I mean? If they don't bring me on board. And I be like, boy.
But that's what I value about our friendship. We got each other's back.
Yeah.
We got
and I'll do the same. Like for certain things, if you're not bringing my best friend, his rate a little bit higher than mine, but it's worth it. And you're going to get it back. you know? So let's go. Don't pair me with somebody else who ain't him if y'all pair me with a boy.
So when a person gives you $30,000 and $40,000 for a post, how are they tracking the engagement? Do they just look at the engagement on the surface, or do you have to provide them back end stats too?
Nowadays they're requesting the insights, but they can see the proof is on the page.
The recent post that I just did, I can't say because that'll be kind of foul, but what I just did recently for a promo, I've done business with them maybe 4 or 5 times actually. So it's good.
Is it organic? So meaning you only do organic content?
Organic content.
We actually try the product that I don't stand for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the people they be trying to get, they send over requests for me to promote the booty cream. I'm not doing that because I don't use it. I don't know if it's safe.
What's the booty cream?
Discharge on your butt. I don't know. No offense to anybody who do that, but I'm not going to take the chance of trying it either.
So you didn't try
it? Is it supposed to make your booty bigger?
You didn't try
I don't know if it's that or it takes away cellulite or... I don't know what it is.
But I like my chick with some cellulite.
But they... And that's fine. You know, I think cellulite is bomb. I wish I had some. You know what I'm saying? Hell.
I promise you.
I'm not putting anything on my page that I don't think is safe or anything like that. You know?
We just got sent a song and we was just like, do you like it? I was like, no. She was it like, ain't. Do you like it? I asked her, does she like it? She was like, no. It was like, okay, scratch
one
it. And it was
it.
Good money. But it just has to make
all
sense.
Money ain't
all
good
money ain't good money.
Well, you better mother lover say it. Unless they say, here's a million to post this booty cream.
This song is everything. So
everything that we promote is 100% legit.
What?
Okay, so listen, we have a game that we want to play.
Oh, shit.
Yes, let me get my paper.
We're going to have Melissa is our dictionary over there and our encyclopedia and all that other smart shit.
Okay, speaking of words real quick. Earlier you said his most infamous character. Infamous is a negative. It's a negative thing.
Is it?
Famous in a bad way. Mm-hmm. It's your most famous.
How so?
Isn't
infamy a good thing?
Bobby Brown.
Infamy, that's not a good
thing. So TT isn't infamous?
No, she's famous.
Oh.
Infamous is famous for a negative thing. Like Bad Baby is infamous.
They're gonna shade.
That wasn't shade. No.
That's what y'all wanted.
No, on Dr. Phil, she was bad talking her mom and
you're
stuff
talking
like
Danielle
that.
Danielle Bregoli.
Yeah.
So she's infamous.
Yeah, she's,
she's right.
Yeah,
she's
and being infamous because she was talking to
Ms.
her mom
Ford.
Negatively and she blew up for it.
Were you going to read something?
I like her, but that would be infamous.
Because I'm Google and because I like to, have facts in front of me. She is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Infamy is a noun, the state of being well known for some bad quality or deed.
Okay, so when I threw the drink on Hazel,
it made you infamous.
Yeah.
And that was bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in hindsight, it was fabulous, darling.
Okay, let's move along.
Finally. Because I'm normally one fucking up and misusing words. So
back up,
good.
Gio.
We're not going there. God. Let's keep the show moving.
I'm just going to send you a link to the show.
Okay, listen. Go ahead. So let's play this game. I don't know that we have a name for it.
Urban Spelling Bee.
Okay, Urban Spelling Bee.
I love this kind of stuff.
So one night, I was perusing Instagrams, and I saw you were on a live, and I actually
mind you, I like words. So what does perusing mean?
Searching, looking.
Searching through cruising.
So gotcha. You know, I don't know what me and Gio may have done on Grindr. So I get to your page.
See? That's why he ain't going to get his girl back, because you keep on messing it up for him.
The Gio Army be letting him have it.
That's okay. Gio's the reason why Backpages got shut down.
My God.
And you can go straight to hell.
And
Stop trying to shut my friend's career down.
Gio, you got this.
I got it.
Everybody, good response, Gio.
Everybody know I'm fucking with Gio. Not literally.
We all love Gio.
Not literally. Okay, so I was perusing Instagrams, and I saw her Instagram, and I requested to go live. We went live together, and you were actually asking people to spell things.
Yes,
I forgot my word, but I failed. It was ridiculous. It was too long. Okay, so this Urban Dictionary.
Now, when have you ever said something was too long, Jason?
You are so freaky.
You're
freaky, freaky.
Well, I'm not a bottom, so size doesn't matter. All right, so let's move right
along.
That's
a booty hole.
Hilarious.
Let's move right along.
It's a booty hole.
We all have brands in the building.
So what's going to happen is I take a bunch of words out of the Urban Dictionary, and I'm going to give you the definition, and then you have to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
And spell it.
Okay.
No. It doesn't even matter about spelling. Trust me.
Let's just spell it for fun, though. Because I want to see if she can spell.
You can spell it for fun.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Okay. So, first one is Cookie Puss.
Okay.
Okay.
That's Lala's.
Okay. And the definition is the act of placing one's testicles on the eyes of a girl, then laying the penis down her nose in honor of the ice cream cake from Carvel.
So that's a sex move? Wait, I'm trying to figure that out.
So it's like a backwards teabag.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a backwards teabag.
And then the chef
teabag
is right here.
Yeah.
So Cookie Puss is the act of placing one's testicles on the eyes of a girl, then laying the penis down her nose in the honor of ice cream cake from Carvel.
Who does this?
Okay. Well, I'm envisioning myself in the Cookie Puss position. Okay. After my man took me shopping and bought me my first pair of Louboutins, I wanted to go ahead and do something special for him, so I let him do the Cookie Puss position on me.
Let go, best friend!
Okay.
I would have had no idea how to put that in a sentence.
Me neither.
Okay. The next word is...
Oh, damn.
Okay, I'm just going.
Let me do one.
Okay, go ahead.
Quay.
Oh, shit. Geo.
Right.
Bam, bam, bam.
He likes
Ambim.
It.
Ambim. Ambim.
Ambien?
Ambim.
Ambim.
Ambim. Ambim. Ain't no bitch in my blood. A hood term used as a comeback when someone is called or referred to as a bitch. Ambim. A-N-B-I-M-B. Ambim.
Wait, repeat
so again,
the definition.
Ambim. Ain't no bitch in my hood blood. That's mm-hmm. one. Ain't mm-hmm. no bitch in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And a hood term used as a comeback when someone is called or referred to as a bitch.
Can I phone a friend or no? Damn, I don't like that one.
Don't like that one?
Nah, hell
Jason,
no.
Jason, give him another one.
Okay, so boonk.
Oh, shit.
To steal.
The act of finessing someone of their personal belongings, the attempt to purchase an item, but deciding to run away without paying for the item.
Is that what he does?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. He's supposedly going to be a guest on an upcoming show. Wow.
Okay, so a lot of people don't know this, but they think I quit Christian Louboutin, but I got fired from bunking these pair of Christian Louboutins.
That's good. That was good.
Come on now. Let's go.
Was that good, best friend?
Okay, I got one. Okay, so for Lala.
All right.
This is Manafortin.
Manafortin, okay.
The definition is making money using any means, legal but primarily illegal, and laundering it through whatever resources are available with the attempt to assure it's exempt from
being
taxed.
Give her the word again.
Okay.
Manafortin.
Okay. Before Instagram, I didn't always have a lot of money to pay my rent, so baby, you could have caught me Manafortin on the corner of West Hollywood Boulevard.
That was a good one. Okay, one more for Quay. Okay.
That was
so,
really good.
Trump filter is the process of ignoring facts or logic while defending a nonsensical statement.
Trump filter?
Yeah.
Say the definition again.
The process of ignoring facts or logic while defending a nonsensical statement.
Give me another one.
Okay. Okay. We have one more. Okay. Your mama's son.
I just don't like Trump, so I don't want to say anything with his name in it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Your mama's son. When someone,
your mama's son?
Your mama's son. When someone is acting like or doing things in a very old-fashioned or utterly disrespectful manner.
Your mama's son.
Your mama's son?
Your mama's son.
And the definition is when somebody's doing something.
When someone's acting like... like or doing things in a very old fashioned or utterly disrespectful manner. You're gonna work on your spelling, motherfucker. It's the,
put the camera on him.
Don't put the camera on him.
When somebody come visits our new apartment and they go to her restroom instead of mine's, and they don't let a dude don't let the toilet seat down, mm-hmm. and he pees on the toilet seat, and I say, you your mama's son.
You
mama's
right
son.
There.
Okay, we'll give it
you
to you.
You your mama's son.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
So where do you see you in the next 3 years? 3 to 5 years. Where do you see you guys? Do you want to do feature film? I mean, clearly you got something working on that y'all would tell us. Either were you at Issa Rae's party at Art Basel?
In Miami?
Were you there?
I literally left the day before.
Okay. Yeah. I was too tired. Okay, so what's next for you guys? What do you see in the next 3 to 5 years? Or even 1 year? Or even next month if you're going to be on a show? Or what the fuck are you guys working on? What network is it going to be on?
Nope, we can't say.
We can't.
So trying to get people
like
in trouble,
literally, we
Jason.
Just got a text message today. Was like, you cannot because I got in
Do
trouble
not say
because
anything.
I posted something on my Instagram story, and it was like, we'll take that all that money that we gave you away.
Mm-mm. If Child, you say he deleted something. It so, faster. Yeah.
Oh, side note.
So I have to be super careful.
Side note: you were in Dubai for the Fashion Week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was a fine motherfucker on your Instagram page on their Instagram story. I don't know who that was, and you purposely didn't tag them. And I was really offended because as an Instagrammer, like, I am a nosy motherfucker. I always tell people my tagline is nosy by nature. Yeah. I am nosy
by nature.
If I don't was it a dude? If I didn't tag a dude, most likely it's because I'm going to put him in a video. And I probably put him in a video.
I didn't see. But one thing I did see is for the Arabs or for the whatever is in Dubai. What are they?
Arabs.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
It's so crazy.
I was surprised at how with their culture as being conservative as they are.
TT.
And for TT to be having them on dancing in those ghettos, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's so good you brought that up because
TT was all over Dubai.
Hell yeah.
Yo,
TT
like
Dubai.
Before I went to Dubai the day before I packed up because I went out there to support. Actually, they flew me out there they flew a couple of influencers out there for the fashion, Fashion
One.
Week, oh. Fashion Week Dubai. So they flew me, Tyga, Cardi B, all of them out there, mm-hmm. and it was really exciting. It was really
Tyga
dope.
Or Tyga.
I don't know, Tyga.
Tyga, the rapper that dated Kylie.
No one cares anymore. He's not with Kylie Jenner, so we can call him whatever.
That's what y'all want.
So I'm gonna give y'all what y'all
give
want.
Give them what they want. give them what they want.
Jesus. So you were at
the Dubai Fashion Week.
TT took Dubai.
TT took Dubai. So the crazy thing is, before I flew out, I asked the guy that flew me out. I was like, "Hey, I have a character. Can I bring her? Can I bring her wig?" And he was like, "No, they'll chop your head off."
Wow.
Mind you, I don't follow rules, and we both know that.
And
so I brought her just in case. And on the last day, I walked through the malls of Dubai with TT, and they went crazy. They had never seen nothing like it because.
Not crazy in a good way or a bad way?
In a bum way.
They had never seen nothing. I got so many Dubai followers from that. They had never seen nothing like it. Mm-hmm. So they was like, "Oh my gosh, what's your Instagram?"
But were you ever uncomfortable when you were out there?
Hell no. I'm never uncomfortable when I'm TT. I can say whatever and do whatever
when
I'm TT.
That's the beauty about being a character.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, because there was this guy who stopped me walking down Hollywood Boulevard named something Oliveras. He does a character.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? He ties a towel on.
I know who you talk about. That boy who was on MTV Wildin' Out, and he mentioned,
you told me about him.
I showed
you.
Yeah.
Now is he crazy?
I don't know him.
Because
Lala told me about him.
I was walking by, and he just started screaming, and then wanted to take a picture. But I was, you know, because I literally go out the house looking crazy. So I was like, I know who you are because I be seeing you on my Instagram, but I don't want to take a picture because I don't feel like I'm put together.
Right.
He was like, no, he wasn't. So I
took a
picture.
Not you denying pictures, Jason.
All the time.
Oh, Jason denies pictures?
Mm-hmm. If he don't feel like taking it?
Not even in no diva type shit. I just, like, for example, if I'm having dinner, I'm not taking a picture with nobody. Mm-hmm. I don't get, unless it's Beyonce or Cardi.
That's the only rule that me and my best friend has.
Yeah, when you're having
dinner. When we're eating, we don't, like,
you gotta have some boundaries because people think that you're a product, like you own them. And, you know, they either understand or they don't. But, no, I just wasn't, I didn't have a haircut. I wasn't feeling a picture. I ended up taking the picture, and he ended up posting and following me, and then unfollowing me, then following me, and unfollowing me. Anyway.
Oh,
I say all that to say, the question I was going to ask was, besides, is he crazy? And shout out to him, he's doing his thing, he's successful. Do you feel like in the Instagram world with the influencers that we have to portray a certain character as black people to be popping? Like, for example, you have Pat D. Lucky. He does his character. I don't know the character's name, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's about 30 K-O. Of them.
Yeah, it's just mostly women.
He got 30 characters.
He does mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you feel like that is something that they, because like the Jake and Logans, they don't have them. They have them do stupid shit like white people do, jumping off of trampolines over oceans and stuff like that. Do you think the Instagram influencer world, you know, wants us to, I don't want to say be emasculated in order to be
well,
on.
Look at
what do you
Bunk.
Think? Yeah, but he's just crazy.
Yeah, that nigga's nuts.
I would say to answer your question, because a lot of people think that I'm just like putting on a pink lipstick and a wig, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this shit for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And at this point, to a lot of people, it probably would get old. Mm-hmm. Like, there's only so many skits that you could do with yelling at a dude or saying, like, hey, you're cheating on me, blah, 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 blah. So that's why I mix it up. And I,
yours is a little different, though, because I feel like you've created a character. Like, you've created another person.
As long as you got my back, Jason. Where go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I know. That's what I'm saying. The person with the towel on the head. No, I don't know what that is. It's almost like the like Bunk. I can't wait to be interviewing because he does it. Like, the other day, he was driving through a fast food place, and he threw the drink on the person in the window.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Somebody going to pull out a gun and shoot your ass at some point.
Maybe, yeah.
So the stunt kind of thing. Yours is a little different. I mean, you've created an actual
person. A story. It's a story.
Where's TT
I'm not going to lie. I just started. I know. She's at home. She's sick.
No. Oh, no. Wait, where's TT come from? Like, did you take from personalities from people in your past, like, that... You know, that's like maybe like a teacher that's that you had.
That's a really good question. I've never actually been asked that.
Where did TT come from?
Growing up, I have three sisters. Uh-huh. I have three sisters. And actually, my mom has seven sisters. So I grew up around a whole bunch of women, right? Mm-hmm. So I just kind of picked up the mannerisms. I've talked to my sister. I gave my sister advice. She's been cheated on. She's been hurt by dudes. I've had women friends such as Lala. People have been cheated on, like, never been hurt so much, you know. So I just kind of picked that up and I just turned it into a character that late women all around the world, no matter where you're from, can relate to. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what differentiates me from a lot of people, not to take away from a lot of people, but I tell a story. But it's a story. It's truth behind everything that I do.
Right. Yeah, I didn't articulate it that way, but that's what I was basically saying. You seem to create your own real life character.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I will tell you, one of the first times I remember seeing, and I always say this to Quay offline, but I remember seeing him in Houston when I was there for the Super Bowl with
Jason.
And we walked in, and I mean, Quay had his whole section set up and all his little entourage.
Well,
all right, then. I see you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So what's next? I mean, not specific project, but like, where do you see your career? What's your vision for, like, the longevity you want to have in the business?
Well, I'm happy to say that we're under the same management, actually.
Yeah, we are.
We're under the same management. We both have the same goals. So we both moved to LA. I've been down here a month. She moved down here 2 weeks ago.
Three days ago.
So I'm super proud of my best friend. We both have the same goals, and that's what's really enticing about.
More specifically, TV, owning businesses, and attaining wealth. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, we're good and stuff and comfortable for the moment, but we're trying to establish it to where our children's children can eat off of this, like feed the family and stuff. Yeah. But TV, whether we're hosting BET Awards, whether we're doing our own TV show, hell, whether we make our own show on YouTube, make sure y'all follow us, Quay and Lala show. Movies, he's huge into acting. I am too. I'm personally wanting to be on Insecure. He's going for the big league movies and stuff. Like, we just trying to do it all. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's anything that we're opposed to doing. So where do we see ourselves doing everything?
Do you ever fear it fizzling out, the whole Instagram fame thing? Do you ever fear that?
All the time.
But that's why it's important
forever.
You got to jump ship and keep going.
I'm not going to lie, there was a time before the green hair and the makeup, and when TT started getting all cute and shit with the long hair, there was a time where I was wearing a raggedy weave. When it started to die down, I had competition. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Joanna Scammer. Everybody loves Joanna Scammer.
Right.
We all love Patty Lucky. But beginning, it was just me and just maybe a couple other people. But then Joanna Scammer came in. Other people came in I had to step my game up. So I had to hire a whole production team and step my game up. So I had to really really evaluate. It's more than just like freaking kicking a dude at the house. I have to tell a story that everybody can relate to.
Yeah, change the hair, start wearing expensive bundles. TT got a check now.
Does Joanne collaborate with anybody?
Sorry?
Does Joanne collaborate with anybody?
I think I've seen him do some stuff with Katie.
He did a video with Katie, yes.
But Katie who?
Katie who?
Katie
Dine.
Katie, yes, she's a beast.
Katie Dawn. That's her name. Yeah, but her Instagram name now, she dropped it Dawn. It's just Katie.
Hey, but you haven't heard anything from Joe and the Scammer lately. Well, I know he had a right TV now, show in the works.
He's dealing with family. One of his family members is sick right now. So right now, he's just taking a break from Instagram. But he's I'm trying to keep him motivated because, let's be clear, Joanne is iconic as hell.
Iconic as hell.
And the fact that he could have his dick all over the internet and still make it is amazing.
Wait, what?
Brandon was all over Pornhub back in the day. I mean, I don't know him, and I've actually my friend manages Joanne, and I want to work with Joanne.
Do I Google Joanne the Scammer penis?
No,
girl, I'll show you after break.
No. It's Instagram. Let's focus on Instagram.
Okay, all right.
Focus on Pornhub.
Okay, well, how
wasn't it Pretty Boy? What was it?
I don't know, but I used to have a crush on. Not Joanne. Yeah. She's too much. But I had a crush on Brandon.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Brandon is such a handsome boy.
Yep, not interested.
My Brandon is popping.
But God bless Joanne the Scammer. I'm telling you, the paper magazine. Yeah. Joanne did that.
He's the reason I had a conversation. The reason why I am wearing green hair today and revamped my whole career is because of Brandon. He said, Quay, you got competition now. You got to change it up a little bit.
Was he talking about himself being the competition?
No. Okay. Just in general. It was more than just me now at that point. Like Quay, because everybody was Joanne the Scammer for Halloween. Guess why? Because he had a fur coat.
He had a look.
Yeah.
Everybody could wear that for Halloween. Yeah. And he was like, Quay, I never forget that day that he sat me in the room. And he was like, Quay, make TT kind of cute a little bit. Make her look cute. You ain't got to go full drag, but give her a lash. Give her some eyeshadow. Just make her just a little cute, but keep the same personality. She's still hurt. She's still cheated on. She's still walked out on.
She's still insecure.
Just make her more relatable and pretty. Mm. And my best friend here, she gave me the look. Quay, give her a look. Give her a pink jacket that everybody can relate
give
to. A color. People relate to color.
Green hair. Yeah.
So to this day, I appreciate my best friend, Lala. I got to pay homage to my friend, Joanne Brandon, who gave me that really great advice.
Got
to
a big old
revamp.
Dick, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's too much.
All right. So.
Toaster strudel.
All right. So
shout out to my boy, Brandon.
People already know where they can find you, but we always end with saying, where can people find you and what do you want to end the show with? What do you want to tell everybody?
You can find me on Instagram, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, everything.
She want to say Google
under
so
the
bad.
Same handle, Lala Scissorhands 89, LALASIZ.
Is it 89 the year you were born?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
77 over here.
Okay.
Same. You can find me on Google, YouTube, Quay and Lala, Instagram, Blame It on Quay, Facebook, Blame It on Quay. Snapchat, all of those social media outlets. Blame It on Quay is my most.
Tell them your Pornhub username.
Oh, Chocolate Booty 66.
Yeah,
is it really
Chocolate Booty 66?
You're on Pornhub.
Yeah. The funny thing is,
who's on
people
is
don't
TT
know.
On Pornhub?
No, him.
It's all me.
It's old videos of him.
All me
having sex
from 2007.
Yeah,
I wasn't
and
having
people
sex.
People don't
but
know
I,
that it's him because he got his hat off, and most of the time he was facing this
way.
Wait,
the interview just went another way. Let's bring it back.
Wait,
go for it.
Are you really on Pornhub?
I am on Pornhub.com.
Having sex,
but the thing is. I don't care. Like, it's...
Man, come on, man. I got naked pictures out, man. Embrace that shit.
Draws the
2007, I used to... Before the hats, before the wigs, before all of that, I wouldn't show my face.
Okay. Yeah. So you would just masturbate.
Yeah, I used to masturbate. I used to jerk
the shit.
He
faced the camera. And he be... All you see is his butt
how
cheeks
big is
tensing.
It, though? But how big is it?
And then that's
but how big is that dick, though?
Oh, my God.
I thought you told me.
Don't sleep, because that's what's going to make the people tune in.
Two different people just walked in the room.
The way that he knew him is because he was shaking. His butt cheeks would get real tight, and then you just see something falling between them.
And I have three stretch marks on the side. Like, I don't ever show my butt.
Wait, so you weren't showing your dick. You were showing your butt.
You only saw his penis when it fell in between his legs after he went limp.
Yeah.
So did you and Brandon meet at like a Pornhub convention, or did you?
No, because I wasn't on the gay channel. I was just for everybody. Like Castro said, I was for everybody.
Yeah.
So I was just literally there. I turned to the side. I had three stretch marks. Everybody know me from my three stretch marks.
They call him the Tigress, the secret Tigress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we were just.
Do you know Tony the Tiger? From Frosty Flakes?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to be like, they are great before I busted the nut.
Like, they're great.
Can I just say that we were just about to end the interview before we found out you were a porn star?
Let's go.
Fuck you guys. You might have mentioned this like 20 minutes ago because now you can't leave.
So Lala, would you ever do porn?
Wait. I have to shit really bad.
Oh my fucking God. What happened just now?
Just
Coke, I'll be back.
I knew I was smelling something.
Y'all, I'll be back. We're going to keep the interview going because...
Because nobody's getting rid of any of what just happened.
Gio had to, and we're not editing this out.
No, we're not.
Gio has left the room because he had to go and take a shit.
I'll make sure I include the tag for my Pornhub at the end. I don't care. I'm on.
The crazy thing is he made money.
I made crazy off of that.
And when he first showed it to me, I did not believe it.
How do you make money from Pornhub?
What?
Was it advertising? What? I don't know.
I was making $15,000 every other day.
What?
Every other day.
Oh, I need to be on.
Yeah. It was the crazy.
Oh, if you put a sex tape out.
They loved the fact that he didn't show his face or anything.
I took it to the side. I had those three strikes. Yeah. And I would just fucking go in.
He was like, I used to do porn. I said, shut the hell up. And he showed me the video. And I looked. I said, show me the three tiger stripes. He still got them right there to this day.
I can't.
For real.
Well, listen, it's always good to know more about my friends.
So if any of y'all are into chocolate men...
They're great.
Can I give them a name?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you want to give them chocolate frosted flakes, go right ahead.
It's not chocolate frosted flakes. It's lame as hell.
It's the secret tigress. The secret tigress.
What is that?
It's because he had the three...
What's the secret tigress?
That's his
username on Pornhub. If you go look it up.
I'm on there every day. I will find it.
Secret tigress.
Go look it up. You're going to die laughing.
And I have a nice mushroom head. Everybody was going crazy over it.
Everybody, it's so suckable looking. I was like, this is too much.
What did this interview just went
left?
It was
like.
Look at Melissa's face.
Because I just. I'm gonna go check it out.
I don't care.
No, it's this is the porn capital.
But the crazy
of the world.
Thing is, you asked if Lala would ever do porn.
Yeah. No, trust me. This is the show.
Wait, Lala, you did porn?
No, she didn't. But I ain't gonna say. I'm gonna keep quiet.
No,
I'm gonna
this
keep
is
quiet.
Uncensored. We don't keep quiet. What happened?
We don't keep quiet, so we can say literally anything.
Anything you want.
All right, Lala, tell him.
Okay.
La.
You mentioned in that cookie puss thing earlier, been there, done that.
Okay. Right.
Been there, done that. Wait, and I kept, like, one of my videos got leaked before I blew up on Instagram.
And the crazy thing is,
they was calling me Nut Eye.
Oh, my God.
You two have just turned into my fucking favorite people ever.
My asthma.
Favorite interview ever.
I turned it into something comical because I was like, shoot, they ain't going to make fun of me. So they would be like, not I. I would be like, not I.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. She's known for.
Is that how the toaster strudel came
out? It's going to sound comical because it's not. And I'm being dead ass serious. It's going to sound comical, but she's really known for her pubes. So she has four pubes that are blonde, that are straight down.
It's my birthmark. It literally goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and they stand out. They like stay straight like they was flat ironed or something.
I don't know.
Have you guys ever thought of doing stand up? Like, seriously, like just doing stand up? Have you?
We consider it, but
you should do it.
I don't want to.
Why?
I would love to do it. I'm training to do it. Yeah. But
you'd be fucking hilarious.
You guys are hilarious. I can't.
I just thinking about it.
Do you want to show them?
Not I.
Yeah. Hollywood are like, we
y'all
literally
just
are
got,
just playing.
Got,
y'all just got
oh
well,
my
well,
God.
Well, now I'm going to have somebody go reenact it and put it online so it's real.
You guys are really.
Why did you say pubic hair?
Why do they send labels like this? Like,
okay, so.
Wait, so did we get punked? Okay, so we got punked. Listen.
Did y'all believe that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Jason was so finna go home and jack off.
He was about to go. He was about to be looking up. They're correct.
20th Tiger. 20th Tiger.
The secret tigress.
No, the whole time you guys are talking, I'm sitting here thinking, damn, they gonna lose all the endorsements.
Yeah. We'll give it.
And Gio, you cannot take a shit in the middle of the show.
I've been holding that shit for 15, 20 minutes.
You got long enough vowels to hold that shit through the end of the show.
Yo, I'm laughing at the fact that they punked y'all.
Yeah,
you were involved in the punking too.
Anyway, it was fun. Okay, listen, but we gotta go.
And it's so funny, they feed off each other's quickness with the lies.
Amazing.
But you still should, back to stand-up comedy. Yeah. You should do stand-up comedy.
I'm going for it.
I'm rooting for her.
Okay, so listen, don't not take my call when I call about the clap, because it's coming.
Absolutely.
About the, oh, I thought you said absolutely. The clap. I was about to say, wait, whoa,
no,
what?
I okay, stopped giving collab. That away years ago.
Okay, good. You on the
clap. I heard the clap.
I only gave that away twice. I'll never forget what
are you on the prep pill, Jason?
Can I just say this? Wait, you know what's so crazy? Why did I just find out about prep a couple years ago? I didn't even know about prep.
What is that?
Prep pill is a pill that you take once a day
to prevent
that is
from you getting AIDS. Yeah.
It's sponsored
HIV.
By
HIV.
Yeah. And it's sponsored by Atlanta.
I don't know the size of it.
Because you know Atlanta out there, they... Ugh. Jesus, I can't.
Wow.
Don't lose your Atlanta followers. You got a lot of Atlanta followers.
Oh,
it's real everywhere. Don't have these people think it's just in Atlanta. You could catch it in Alaska,
You see
too.
That bump on her lip?
That ain't freaking HIV nor AIDS. But herpes. This yellow eyes that you got right here is a little. It's
you see
a little
why
we're
not drinking enough water.
Well, listen, I can't get over the Tony Tiger marks. The Tony Tiger marks and the yellow three streaks on her coochie hairs. Okay, but look, we got to go because we're over our talk time.
Wait, right. We just want to say.
I love her.
Thank y'all for having us.
Thank y'all so much for having us.
You're welcome.
To everybody out there who's watching this.
So, make sure y'all tune into our YouTube channel, Quay and Lala, on YouTube. We're popping.
Yeah,
if y'all
follow
see
our channel,
child. Crazy, stupid content.
Wait, Quay. I'm getting sick and tired of you breaking promises. Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Hollywood,
bye,
I like what's good.
Subscribe.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.